Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin.
Hello.
We got some press conferences coming up here in the next hour. Shedeur Sanders, locking in for that. Kevin Stefanski as well. Daryl Ryder will join us a little bit after that, too. So we've got all that coming up. It's always a pleasure to be with you as we get ready for this holiday weekend. Again, we might be getting some snow over the next couple days, too, because I know Jeff loves when I talk about the weather. So I just want to make sure everyone's on board and they know that that is coming, my friends. And I'm just not a big fan, but it is Thanksgiving, so we should expect snow around this time of the year. Before we get back into football talk here for a second, we got to throw a gigantic shout out to Chef Will. He is amazing. It has become an annual tradition for him. He ends up dropping off.
Tradition for us.
To eat, yes. We want to thank him. He's got the best candied bacon I've ever tasted in my life. It is fantastic. The barbecue's off the hook.
Thank you, Will.
Thank you. And shout out to your family this holiday season. I know it's tough. Tough sometimes when you lose a loved one in your family. So we just want you to know I'm thinking about you over Thanksgiving as well, too. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Will.
All right. So, you know, we've been talking about, like, how to get to the future with the quarterback situation here in Cleveland. And it kind of brought up some memories of Baker Mayfield as we had talked. And then Baker's kind of back where he started with contracts and stuff like that.
I saw a story today and it made me think, wow, there's the dilemma again. And, you know, I don't feel bad for Baker. He's very highly compensated, makes a lot of money. But according to most of the rankings you see, he's about the 19th highest paid quarterback in the NFL, which is, that's kind of stunning, isn't it, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys just make a lot of money. Not that Baker is the 19th highest paid, but he's making a lot of money. And the story was this, and he's done a real nice job in Tampa, no question. And Tampa's been, you know, they've been beat up a little bit, but they still have a lot of talent down there. And he's on a 3-year, $100 million contract that runs through this season and next. And the story
and
was...
And that was an extension that he had signed.
Yeah, well, 24. He did sign an extension in Tampa, yeah. Mm-hmm. But that contract runs out after next year. And, you know, it's that merry-go-round with quarterbacks. It's like, oh, here it comes again. How much do you pay the guy? And I found it interesting because it said, the story that I read said, they have a big decision to make.
A big one.
And it basically called it a dilemma. Do you pay Baker Mayfield big time? And this isn't about Baker as much as it is, to me, the quarterback position. The headline actually said the Buccaneers have a huge Baker Mayfield decision to make this offseason. And it was, do you extend him? Because if you extend him, you're probably going to have to pay him, you know, $50, $60 million a year. Do you want to do that? And it brought up his age, and, you know, it's going to be his age 32 season. Which is a lot of money. It's getting up there a little bit, but quarterbacks are playing late. But it comes down to this, I think, Andy. Teams need to make the decision on quarterbacks. Is this the guy? Or do we not lock ourselves into that kind of money because that can be detrimental to the team because we don't think he's quite that kind of the guy yet or never will be. Now, that said, you know, Baker signed for $100 million. He's set for life if he
pays attention.
Well, they're
going to take it. I mean, they're looking at a big cap hit in 2026, because so it's almost like if you were Tampa, wouldn't you want to like go back in and renegotiate again to stretch it out?
Maybe more money. I can't imagine them walking away from him.
He's done a signing nice, bonus or
yeah,
something.
He's done a nice job there. But it's that for NFL teams. You know, the Browns made the decision. We don't want to invest that kind of big time quarterback money in this guy. And maybe the folks in Tampa will wonder that. And you can be sure other teams will be thinking that about their quarterbacks. You know, and just look around the NFL, and it's a decision that hopefully the Browns have to make one day, or maybe don't have to make because their guy is such, whoever it's going to be, is such a terrific quarterback that you're just going to pay him top dollar.
It's weird because you go from MVP conversation to where are we going now because he's banged up again.
Well, and because of the price tag.
Yeah.
You know, how much...
But if he, you know, if you think he's the MVP and you think your team has a shot at the Super Bowl, the price tag doesn't matter, does it?
Well, I would think not. But apparently, to at least some in Tampa, it does matter. And they might not think he's that guy. And again, this isn't about Baker as much in our thinking. My thinking on this is that's the question that teams face. Is this guy good enough to make that huge investment in? Because, Andy, look what's happened here with the Browns. Deshaun Watson hasn't been good enough. You gave up picks and your salary cap, you know, you can keep kicking it down the road by restructuring. But it's a big decision. And those guys make so much money now. The top guys make so much cash.
What do you think the Browns learned then by the Deshaun Watson decision? I don't think the Haslam Group will never walk down this road again.
You know what I think is the best thing you can learn?
Hmm.
Get a quarterback on the cheap. And I say that, and on the cheap is still $100 million. I mean, Sam Darnold's playing well in Seattle. Look what's happened to Minnesota without him. You know, J.J. McCarthy, and I caution folks, don't bury him. He's only played in 6 games. It's the same type of deal with, you know, other quarterbacks who limited sample size and need time to come around. But teams so have to get that decision right. Not just on the right guy, but then the right money, I think.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm trying to take this to the Browns perspective. There's just, I can't see the Browns or anyone else in the NFL doing a deal like that in the near future. You know, even if there was no...
You mean a Deshaun-type deal?
A Deshaun-type deal. Even if there was no sideshow going on with Deshaun, the fact that he got injured and you're sitting here going, oh, we gave up all these picks. Oh, look what we did to our cap. I got to believe that he is like someone who's studying law and they've got to go back and look up cases that have set precedent and they'll cite Watson and the Browns. You know, it'd be for any GM that's going to sit back and try to weigh out the value of trying to make a trade. And then, you know, I also think that the decision was just hasty at the time because of what Baker had said, I'm not coming back, trade me. The decision became hasty, and I do think...
Well, it seemed like a knee-jerk reaction after Deshaun Watson said, you're out.
And that's why, because he said, you're out. Yep. But then the other part of it is, I actually think that the lesson learned gave them back Myles Garrett. Because this time, I think when Myles had said, hey, I want out of here, trade me, the Browns took a deep breath rather than saying, whoa, what are we going to get for him? How are we going to do this? No, they said, look, let's make this right. Let's try to make him a Brown for the rest of his career. Let's pay him what his net worth is. And who knows what it is now, right? I mean, imagine what he's... Is he worth more than his current contract?
That's hard to believe, but you never know.
You never know, right. And so I just hope there were a lot of things to be learned in this contract situation. So, and again, it always brings me back to what happened with Baker and how that was a franchise-changing couple weeks there between Baker and Deshaun.
I just think teams shouldn't rush into these huge contracts for guys. And, you know, because you don't have to pay them for a while, so you're going to push that down the road. I get it. I understand it. And I just, you know, you just look around and you think, okay. Like, for instance, Green Bay signed Jordan Love to a big contract.
Right.
Jordan Love, Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. I don't know. I like him. I think he's a
but
good quarterback.
But you don't
know. Yeah.
How did we ever get into the world where you're paying for the future rather than the current results?
Welcome to free agency and everything else.
Yeah. There was a topic that came up kind of around this on the morning show today, too, about, you know, when you are drafting a quarterback and that quarterback is already making $1 million+ in college, how does that change the dynamic of the athlete when they get to the pros? They're not hungry saying, oh, you like, remember the first questions a lot of guys would get, hey, you're going to get your first paycheck. What are you going to do with it? And the standard answer was, I'm going to buy my mom a house.
Yeah.
Like we would hear that all the time. Now they've already done that in college. And so, you know, where does the incentive come from? Where is the intestinal fortitude of some of these college quarterbacks that have been paid very, very well in college, and sometimes they're taking a hit to come to the NFL, will take less money because they've made more money in college.
If they left their college early and didn't guarantee, you know, are making NIL money and weren't going to be a first-round pick, that's a bad business decision.
Right.
You know, and now they have to think about those.
It is weird that college now becomes the business decision.
Well, you have to think about it. You know, I mean, if you're making... You're making $1 million in college, and you end up being a fourth or fifth round pick. You're not going to make $1 million.
No, not at all. No, so you've got to
stay put.
Yeah, and maybe that's good for college because I thought that is that what you were alluding to when you were talking to Tim May about some of these guys. Maybe they should stay in college because they have a chance to make more money.
No, I was wondering this. Hey, we signed you to an NIL deal. Get your butt out there and play. Don't protect yourself for the draft. You're already getting paid. You know.
Yeah, but
you can't sit out.
The NIL deal, though, if you think about it, can last longer. If you're with a good, like, let's say you're doing commercials for, say you're doing commercials as a college athlete for a big soda company, big pop company, right? Now all of a sudden you turn pro and you can still continue to do, you can stay on that.
Well, you could
on
if
that
they
team.
Want you. There's another business deal.
Right. I don't know, if you're good at one point, you would think, especially if you get into the lifetime deal. I mean, that lifetime deal could start when you're in high school now, especially the state of Ohio. Like, say you sign up to do a card, a football card, and then all of a sudden now you're in high school and you've got this good deal. Now all of a sudden you're in college and you've got this good deal and you're doing autograph signings out of season or on the weekends after your game. And now all of a sudden you're doing that in the pros. So, I mean, you can have a lifelong NIL deal with another company. I just find it interesting how all this stuff just kind of plays out. Shador Sanders will step to the mic. I wonder, the first time we really heard
from him right around noon, little afternoon.
Yep. The first time we heard from him was after the Ravens game, and I felt like a part of him was just excited to be here and happy to be out on the field, and I appreciated that because I think it's something that, like, on the outside as a fan, you're looking at it going, I wonder what it's like to play in the NFL. Like, people always think that. or what's it like to be in the NFL? They're always asking. And I think he really gave you a good interpretation of how he felt, his true emotions out on the field after the Ravens game. I also thought that once he was named starter, it settled in a little bit. And again, this is a really quick timeline. And I can appreciate the growth that we're seeing, because now all of a sudden, those guys you're looking up to as a guy that's on the bench and watching practice from the outside, now they're your coworkers. Now you better be able to play with them, because if you expect to have good results, the awe of being on the field with guys that you know you've watched, especially through college or just respected along the way, now they are your brothers, right? You're not the little brother anymore. You're equal, and you've got to be able to facilitate the offense and get better. And I think he's kind of talked the talk throughout that. So Shedeur Sanders, his press conference, Kevin Stefanski's press conference, and Daryl Ryder, all of these things straight ahead on Baskin and Phelps right here, 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.